Welcome to Pencils Down, a student's perspective on education. Today we're going to be talking about college and school curriculum. Here today in this conversation is...
Caitlin.
Hey, I'm Antonio.
Fred.
Caden.
And I'm Natalie.
Okay, so do you guys think that high school does a good job of preparing us for college? Like, do you feel like the things we're learning now are going to help us into the future?
Yes.
Yeah? How come? Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the purpose of high school? It's like to prepare us for college and what they're doing. Whether we like it or not, like we have required classes that are going to set guidelines for what we're going to do in college. And like at middle college, we have all these opportunities to take our college classes. So in taking those, we're actually preparing ourselves more for college. But in high school, like standard high school, whatever like the standardized core curriculum you have to take is obviously it's made to be helpful. And I think that some part of it, some aspects I hate, like math or whatever, but in the long run, I think overall it's just like supposed to be, and it is going to be helpful.
For me personally, I don't really think that high school prepares you for the discipline and responsibility side of college, because during classes you have teachers constantly reminding you of homework, classwork, and tests upcoming, to study, etc. But in college classes, from my experience, all that is up to you. And it's a responsibility to do it yourself. And I feel like high school should prepare you to be more responsible for yourself instead of continuously babying the students.
It's like the difference, right? It's like, yeah. I think everyone kind of knows the gap between high school and college is. In college, you're not like carried along for like every step of the way to do what you have. Like teachers in high school are going to like baby you and be like, yeah, you have a test tomorrow, why aren't you studying? College classes will be like, if you didn't study, you're screwed, congratulations, thank you for failing my class.
Yeah, so. I think especially with the college classes, an important skill that high school could have helped better with was time management, because I found that, well, I transferred to middle college here in the middle of the junior year, so it was a little bit rougher transition for me. But I do feel like in high school, instead of, again, saying like, oh, there's a test tomorrow, then they could say like, oh, the test is on this day instead, and I'll leave the way you study up to you. I won't have to put up a study guide much, because I find that in our college classes, they don't really put up study guides. They just say review the material because the test is on this day. And college professors are actually very busy, because they are, like, for example, our psychology professor, he's an actual psychologist and he has to work after he's done teaching. So sometimes people don't want to put so much study guides or extra preparation to help the student, but not just because they're busy, but because it's also the student's responsibility to, you know, make time for themselves.
What do you say to like the high school student that enjoys being carried along and then is able to figure it out in college? Like the person that's like, you know, complains about, like, if there was a teacher in high school that said there's a test like 4 weeks before the test, and then all of a sudden the test comes up and the high schooler's like, oh wait, I'm screwed, and then complains about it, what do you say to that person?
Well, I would feel like they could study more. They could ask the teacher what is a good part to review so that I'm ready for the test, because some teachers might make a study guide and some teachers might not. But I feel like it's important to budget your time so that you can complete assignments and study and make sure you do everything you need to do in order to feel prepared to take the test.
Caden, what do you think?
Yeah, throughout this entire conversation, I've been trying to ask myself just how responsible high school is for coddling you, I guess. Because we've been talking about time management almost this entire time. And at some point, you're gonna have to be left to your own devices to figure out how you're gonna manage your time. And right now, that's happening when you end up in college. And that's what we're complaining about. But if that happened in high school, would it help? I don't know. At some point, you're gonna have to figure out how to manage your time. And I think that's something that's different for everybody. And school can't teach you everything. We have to prioritize what we value and what we want it to teach us. And so you could say time management is something that it should be required throughout, all of your schooling. but then that's going to come at the expense of something else, maybe like health or I don't know, just some other subject. So I think an interesting thing to talk about would be what the purpose of school is, what the purpose of college is, and if those two things are where they should be and if they like accord with each other. So when it comes to preparing for college, what should college be? And is our time in high school preparing us for that?
I mean, I almost have like the opposite on the time management track before we go into your extra questions. I almost feel like I found the opposite. Like a lot of my high school teachers last year would say, oh, you know, in college, your professors, they won't tell you what you need to take notes on. They'll just give you all the information and you have to figure it out for yourself. I've almost found that college professors like are reasonable and it's not that much. Like both of my college classes right now, before every test, we get a practice exam that pretty closely matches the material covered on the actual exam. And that's not the case for, say, history. And so to some extent, I almost find teachers in high school overstate how much more difficult college is. Like you definitely need to be more responsible for yourself and they won't like reach out to you if you're failing. But there are resources to help you in the class. And it's not like college professors are people too. And they, to a large extent, like understand you have things going on with your life.
But the point of high school, the teacher's job is to get us to college. Their goal is to get their students to move on to college and get a higher education. So in like coddling us, that's something that's implemented into the teaching system because they're not leaving us on our own because they don't. There are so many students that if they were left to that would just not give a shit and would like just sit around and do nothing until the day before the test, the day before the assignments due, and ultimately end up failing, dropping out, and you know, whatever. You know, they're trying to hold on to us, and then once we're into college or whatever, they let us go. And I think the responsibility will remain on the student to figure out time management on their own. I don't think it's the teacher's job to do that. I think their job is to get us into college so that we can succeed.
I don't think that that necessarily is the stated goal of high school. Like, I know that's the stated goal of middle college, that all students here will go on to higher education, but I think high school itself, I don't know that that's necessarily like what they're trying to do per se.
Teachers are teaching you to
go up. So I don't know that it'll explicitly be stated by every single high school district or teacher or principal that their main objective is to get students into college. I do think that that is like that is explicitly stated in some cases, but even when it's not, it's not hard to look around and see what this is all about. And what it comes down to is if you're in high school, you're only there because you want to get into college. That's like 99.9% of people. It's the way, it's reflected in the way people treat school.
Where'd you get that statistic, kid?
I'm making it up, right? Most statistics are made up. Okay. When I'm in high school right now, so are all of you. And the only thing you care about is getting a good grade. Almost all of the time. Very rarely are you doing an assignment or studying for a test because of genuine interest. If there's no incentive, if there's no grade there, you're not gonna do it. And the only reason that the grade is so incentivizing is because you need that grade to get into college. Everything else, same with test scores, same with everything else that causes stress and that sucks up time in a high schooler's life. It's all directed towards getting into college.
Is that good for, are you just talking for core classes or for like classes we genuinely like?
Yeah, so there will be, for each student, there may be one or two of those, but most of the time that you're spending in school, and even extracurricular, like outside of school, a lot of that time, for a lot of people, is only spent the way that it is spent because they want to go to college, and they want to get into a good college.
Well, I disagree in some sort of senses.
It varies depending on the individual, but
I think someone who's like interested in something like sports or something, or uh-huh. like music.
Yeah.
I know like a majority of musicians that are in my class aren't, there's a good handful that are just taking music for the GPA boost and the grade or whatever, but a good majority of them are genuinely like it, want to do better in it, and aren't just there for the grade, they're there to learn.
Yeah.
And as, so, like, I've gone up, like in high school, it's gotten more serious and people are genuinely taking it to learn something so they can go and take it and make it a career.
Right.
You know, yeah. Sadly for them, but
here's an actual statistic.
Thanks, Natalie.
70% of 2016 high school graduates enrolled in college in October 2016. So I feel like most high schoolers do go to college, but a large significant percent, according to this real statistic, Caden, about 30% don't. Caden.
Right.
So,
but those 30% that doesn't go to college is not a 30% that's not trying, that doesn't necessarily want to go to college. I mean, things happen in people's lives that prevent them from going to college, that, and those things don't necessarily reflect, they're not going to college doesn't reflect their desire not to go to college.
Well,
and that doesn't change the fact, but the point I was trying to make isn't that everybody's going to college. It was more that high school, what happens in high school, almost everything that happens is directed at trying to get kids into college.
That's correct.
I feel like that's the case in our school district, but I'd be interested in what the statistics are in less affluent school districts where...
I think it would be even more so in school districts that were way further down the totem pole. Like, I'm pretty sure they'd want their students to go to college so they could make a better life instead of living the, whatever janky neighborhood they live in or whatever. Like, I'm sure they'd want them to go to college, all the teachers or whatever. Like, I'm sure the goal isn't, go to high school, drop out, do what your parents did and continue living here and, screwing around. I'm sure it's go get a higher education and do something with your life, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that the way, the quality of the teaching in a less affluent community that doesn't have as much money to fund their schools, the quality of the teaching might be lower, or certain things might be, the quality overall just isn't as good. But what's happening, the way that classes are taught, the objectives that teachers try to, instill in their students, the way that classes are scheduled, the way that tests are administered, all of that is the same. It just might not be done as well. And also in those communities, people's lives...
Do you know that?
I'd be willing to bet almost all of my money, because I just don't... Can any of you think of a single public school that you know of in this country, or even in the... in this country, where the objective of learning is just to learn, where there's no grades, or college isn't a thing.
I agree with you that I'm totally on board for the fact that I can't give you an example. I can't see why.
I can. We're literally watching this movie in English class right now, where about the students who, one of their complaints with their school district is that their school district was not steering them towards college because of...
Right, but the way that their classes are structured, everything that they do in school, if done right, is intended to get you to college.
I'm pretty sure they explicitly stated that their goal is college.
Yeah,
in that film. I'm 99% sure that they said that.
Most teachers nowadays, they try to emphasize the fact that their goal is to push their students towards college and do what it takes to get them there.
You're gonna have crummy ass teachers that are just gonna sit there and not want to do anything, who will just be okay, you can take my class and get an A, but I'm not gonna teach you jack. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really had an experience like that, but I know people who one of my teachers had a teacher who's this guy who just kind of sat at home and he was an alcoholic.
This is your teacher's teacher?
This is my teacher's teacher at Fresno State. And he showed up maybe twice that semester, gave them all an A, and he was on a 10-year, he had a doctorate, but he was a raging alcoholic.
I don't know that this is extremely
just a
relevant.
Quick story.
This is a little bit of a, I don't know that that's a typical...
I'm just saying.
But it can happen.
It can happen.
I mean, a lot of things can happen, but that is an interesting story.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
I try.
But, I think that there is a problem with the emphasis that is placed on college, and that is that it turns learning from something that is enjoyable and beneficial, enriching in almost every way. It takes that and then transforms it into something that is a chore, that's work to be done, that you don't want to do, but you do it because you have to do it. And I think it transforms learning into something completely different. Like I said, when you're studying for a test, you don't really care about fully understanding the material if you can get an A. right? Like, this is my research topic for my paper was problems with the way that math is taught in school. And a big part of why so many students hate math is because the way that it is taught does not encourage them to fully understand and develop a relationship with it where it's fun to do. And math is fun when you can see how all the pieces are integrated and you can play around with it and it makes sense. School doesn't care about math making sense. School cares about, and students in school care about getting a good test score. And to get a good test score, you can get by memorizing. And the reason all this is happening is because the only thing kids care about is their grade. And the only reason they care about their grade is because they want to get into a good college. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Another kind of bullshit statistic, like one out of 10, right? Like, you're going to have, like, a person...
Wait. I want to say something. My statistic was not a bullshit statistic.
Yes, it was.
It was presented in a way that made it clear it wasn't a statistic.
Okay, well, mine
I said, like, 99.9%. When somebody says that,
no,
you know that they're
idea
BS.
Whether this is... I just... You know, this can be thought... I'm sure this is true, that you're going to have a student that genuinely enjoys math and will go to math, just like in every other subject, and will end up pursuing that.
Right.
But... like, the other 90% of those people are there because they want a good grade. And me, personally, I could not give any... I don't care about math. Like, I do not have one bit of... nothing. I just... I hate everything about it. But I was there to get an A, and because it's a requirement, I didn't get an A, but I did the requirement. And I think that shows in a multitude of other students compared to the ones that actually end up genuinely enjoying math and are like, wow, I want to sit here and do this in my future.
I want to add on to that, because I feel like high school puts too much emphasis on 4 basic curriculum. I'd say math, history, science, and English. And I feel like high school doesn't put enough emphasis on certain other skills that students might enjoy learning, like the artistic side to different courses, like art, photography, music, classes like that.
We're
only giving students a limited amount of time to explore the certain classes, and we're basically forcing them to learn certain material for over 4 years.
I think this is a great time for me to go off of that, because that directly connects to my JRAP paper that I wrote, which was about the lack of music education in American schools. And the biggest problem was that people that are making the decisions in what to prioritize, you know, in the core or even as like a CTE, they aren't looking at statistical benefits that actually exist in music education. They're not. They're putting other things ahead of that and shoving that behind because they think it's less important. And there are not a lot of people that understand like the cognitive benefits to taking a music class and to having that in your school.
What are the cognitive benefits?
I have a statistic on my phone right here, I can tell you.
A real statistic
from my JRAP paper.
I think that your topic was really interesting because it is important, and I've heard many debates about this, and it actually affects you personally because I know that you really enjoy music. So I think that not only your topic choice is very good, but I think it's also good that you're very passionate about it.
Right? Okay, stat.
Here's your stat. It's like a mixed two and one. Okay, so... according to the NAM Foundation, a music foundation, regardless of status or district, students who did music had higher reading and spelling scores than those who did not. Also, according to the same source, schools with a music program have a 93.3% attendance rate compared to those who don't, which is 84.9%.
Well, how much of that might be a product of parents who force their kids into music, also making sure that their kids go to school?
What about...
but I don't actually know. I don't want to take that conversation there because I agree with you and I'm not trying to...
That's fine. I could like rebuttal that question with what about the students that don't even have the opportunity to get music education like at all?
Right, right.
Because that's also a problem in American schools, is that some schools completely got rid of it altogether because A, they didn't think it was important, B, they put other things in front of it, and C, they spent the budget that is needed for like instruments and teaching and like a quality teacher and instruments on things like, on other classes that frankly like didn't need it, you know, it, and yeah,
Yeah.
I think those are the classes that go towards the national standardized and the state level standardized tests, like No Child Left Behind and policies like that. All the standardized tests we take that we
bunch of crap
don't particularly care about. And also I think it's really bad. I know some of those tests go, the scores reflect on the teachers' salaries and like funding for the school, and it's just, I think it's a poor system of prioritizing education.
Our school system is jacked up.
Yes. But I want to go back to what you were saying about how music is not prioritized while math, English, science, these other subjects are.
Uh-huh.
So I actually think that there is a basis for those, four or whatever subjects being prioritized over the rest. I think that math, if it could be taught correctly, or math as a skill, is probably as useful as any. Not because it's useful to be able to factor a quadratic equation later in life, but because it teaches you how to think logically. The reason that you want to learn math is because if you are actively engaging in mathematical thinking, you understand how complexity derives from simplicity. So all of math is built upon a few simple ideas. And then from those ideas, you see what those ideas imply. And then you can use that information to solve problems or do whatever you need to do with it. Like, for example, counting is probably where everybody's mathematical education begins. And once you learn how to count,
I'm really good at counting.
You learn how, once you understand how counting works, you can understand how addition works. Because addition is you have a certain number of things, and then you have another certain number of things, and you just count all of them together. And then from there, from addition, you can get to multiplication, which is like repeated addition, can be thought of that way, and so on and so on. So like, there's a reason that math is taught. There's a reason that English is taught. The more articulate you are, the better writer you are, the easier it'll be to convey your ideas, and the more successful in life you will be. Just because if you can convey your ideas well, life will be easier.
It was hard to get like reasons such as that, but really the only thing that I found and was able to elaborate on was that music sort of promotes the craftsmanship and work ethic. It's a thing that if you're sitting in a music class, if you're the person who cares about music and you want to get better, you are going to want to do the most work to get better. You're going to want to be better than the person to the left of you and to the right of you and in front of you and behind you. You want to be best in the class, and you want to go farther than everyone else.
Yeah.
And students who take music and have these goals better themselves, and also you can take that idea of wanting to put your best work out, and if it's playing or writing or whatever it is, you're taking that and you're like, you can put it into like a pretty much all different areas of school, because you can apply how hard you want to work on something, and like you want to better yourself and better the work you do. And that's what a lot of students, me personally, I get out of music, is wanting to better myself and better other things I do, and like other subjects or whatever that I don't care about as much.
Yeah, so I want to get back to, like, real quick, even though I said that I think there's a reason that the core curriculum classes are what they are, I would say actually that taking a music class is probably just as, if not more, beneficial than taking one of those classes in today's school system, because none of the benefits that learning those disciplines, right, English, math, none of the benefits that are inherent to those subjects are taught in school. It's such a mess. And the reason, like math, what I described as the benefits of math, probably to the listener are sounding like a bunch of baloney, because that's not at all what they got in a math class. They learned how to whatever. Like, and same with like reading. What English class does to a lot of kids is it makes them extremely averse to reading, because it turns reading, which is something that's individual and should be done You should read what you want to read at your own pace. It takes that and turns it into reading some boring book in English class that you're suffering through. It's just agonizing. You have to do it. You have to do it to do on a test. You're spark noting. It makes reading to something that's scary. So the curriculum actually kills the benefits of the subjects. And I think so. Here's the thing. I agree that music education should play a bigger role in school, but I don't know that making it part of the curriculum would be a solution, because it would probably suck the life out of music too. And it would probably turn into
us how you really feel.
Look, my goal through this wasn't to say that it should be a core part of the curriculum, mm-hmm. but right now, as it sits in most schools, a majority of schools, is music is an elective, mm-hmm. and I think that is complete bullshit.
Because
so you have things like computer science, photography as a CTE, or and this is high school, whatever. Things like music should be put in and implemented as a CTE. It's a career. Like, it's not... Like, music should and can be taken seriously as a... Like, despite all the pizza delivery guy jokes, like, it can be a career. Mm-hmm. And you can make something out of it. And putting it as elective, I think, is disrespectful to music. I think that's crap.
But I would actually say that almost everything should be an elective. Beyond basics of certain subjects, like learning how to read,
but
learning arithmetic... I think that because if it's not an elective, that means kids who don't want to do it are being forced to do it. And to get those kids along, to get them through the curriculum, to get them to college, you're forced to create a curriculum that accommodates them. And that's what happens with every other subject. And that's I think
you have less students taking music if it's an elective, like what we have now with elective CTEs and whatever. If you have this as an elective and there are other CTE choices, I think if it's not a CTE, less people are going to take music. Like, sure, I mean, maybe some will take it for a year or whatever. They're like, all right, I just knocked out an elective or whatever. Or some will just not choose to do it at all because there's so many electives and so many CTEs that you can just like, music can easily just be cut out of the equation like that. And if it's a CTE and you have someone that's never played music before and, you know, they have taken photography or whatever, and it's the most interesting to them and they want to try it, they can try it and get their CT and actually get an idea of what it's like, because there are way more students. Like at Aragon, we just talked about this with our band director, who also agrees that the fact that music isn't a CTE is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He was like telling us about how many students he's lost and or how many potential students he's lost because it's an elective and they don't want to take the class.
Oh yeah, I completely agree that you should get credit if you're taking it.
Fun times, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to add on.
Sorry, we've really been dominating this conversation. We're gonna shut our mouths now.
I feel like we've come to the agreement that the electives and CTEs and every sort of classes are pretty equally beneficial to different parts of our brain. We learn different ways in different subjects. And I feel like we should put less emphasis on the core classes and give more time for students to explore other options. Because I feel like as students move on from high school to college, they're not really sure what to do because they haven't explored enough options.
I agree with that.
Giving students enough time. We're only giving students at most two different classes of electives and CTEs.
Just one more thing. I can agree with that completely because I have absolutely no clue what I'm going to do. And as I love music and I kind of said a lot about it. And yes, I'm highly considering taking that further. I will definitely have that as a minor. Because I want to have music involved in my life, the rest of my life, right? But as a major, I'm not entirely sure. But I also haven't had the opportunity, because I have so many of these core classes taking up so much of my time, to take other classes that, at least in my first 2 years, like at Aragon. In middle college, it's a little easier because you have college classes you can take and more time on your hands. But in regular high school, like I had no time and I had no clue. I had absolutely no clue what I wanted to do, and now a junior and I'm trying to figure it out in kind of a scrunched amount of time, and I've been taking these classes and there haven't been too many that have been extremely interesting to me, which is, you know, I'm trying to narrow it down, but that's kind of a problem that I've had over my high school career.
So I think that's a good time to circle back to the original question of, does high school actually prepare us for college? And I think in some ways, but also in some ways, like, it doesn't really prepare us to figure out what we want to do in college as much.
I think high school prepares us to get into college. I don't know that high school necessarily prepares us, like you said, for what we want to do with the rest of our learning careers and with our life. Like, I think that's something that a lot of students are going to struggle with in college, and eventually people will figure it out and some people won't, and, you know.
Hey everybody, Jenny here. Hopefully you have enjoyed listening to this educational conversation about education. I am unfortunately not in these first few episodes, but in doing all the behind-the-scenes editing magic, I realized that we did not record an outro. In the interest of transparency and humility in the education system, I am parting the curtain for all of you lovely listeners in letting you in on this little secret. Bear with us as we make this journey with you and continue listening to new episodes. We would usually all be here for this, but I might as well finish up myself. Talking today was Natalie, Antonio, Fred, Caitlin, and Caden. Music is Schools Out by Alice Cooper. Thank you for listening. This has been Pencils Down. And remember, the bell doesn't dismiss you. I do.